Colombia's government and the country's largest guerrilla group, the FARC, have broken off peace talks. They had been negotiating an end to the country's 4 decades of civil war. The military will retake the 16,000-square-mile rebel haven where negotiations have taken place. From Port Asís, Colombia, Stephen Dudley reports.
This is not the first time the two sides have used tough words to describe one another's actions. This is also not the first time they've broken off talks. But this is the first time that President Andrés Pastrana has given the FARC 48 hours to evacuate the huge swath of territory where the two were holding the talks for the last 3 years.
El país sabe y el mundo lo sabe.
If it were in my hands, the president said in a national television address, right now we would be negotiating a ceasefire, kidnapping, and the common agenda. But, the president added, it's because of the FARC's attitude we're in this situation. It takes two to negotiate, and the sad truth is that the FARC doesn't want to continue negotiating. FARC spokesman Raul Reyes responded by saying that the talks had ended as cordially as they always have, and that the rebels had not asked for 48 hours to leave the southern zone, as the government had stated.
La actitud asumida por el Alto Comisionado para la Paz.
The government's attitude, Raul Reyes read from a communique, only serves to pour gasoline on the fire. Colombians seem tired by the endless meetings that produced few concrete results, while the war got steadily worse. Critics were also claiming the rebels were using the southern enclave to harbor weapons, hold kidnapped victims, and run drugs. The government tightened control over the zone last year following the arrest of 3 Irish nationals. Government prosecutors say trained the FARC in explosives. The FARC clamored for the government to change the rules back, but it refused, and now it appears that the talks have ended. Colombians were surprised and some saddened by this latest development. Luis Eduardo Garzón is a candidate for president.
Empezó una guerra perfecta a cambio de un proceso de paz imperfecto.
I think we exchanged an imperfect peace process for a perfect war, Garzón says. I preferred the imperfect peace process, even though it was full of uncertainty. The Hawks have won, Garzón added. Several other presidential candidates expressed support for the government's decision and blame the FARC for this latest and seemingly final rupture. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Puerto Asís, Colombia.